Good morning, everyone, and thanks for coming to this session. My name is Pranga Bru, and I work for FHI 360 as a director of programs for one of the departments called Tech Lab. No relationships to disclose. The presentation that I am making today is drawn from a project in South Africa, a mobile health information system project. The intervention province is Eastern Cape province, which is about half of the size of Germany, and it has a population of about 6.7 million people, and it's the third most populous province out of the 11 provinces in South Africa. So the objective of this project was to provide easy access to clinical and public health information to nurses and doctors in order to provide high quality healthcare in South Africa. Just a quick overview of the system, how it works. I think at the core of the system is a content advisory committee, which is not technology related, but they are the ones. This committee is responsible for selecting the content and taking responsibility about the content that would be provided to healthcare providers. So they oversee approval of clinical and public health resources for dissemination to health workers through the system. It's composed of senior physicians from the Department of Health, and it's chaired by one physician who is also a board member of the National South Africa Board for Approving Content. So the content or clinical and public health information approved by the committee, they would provide it to a content and system manager, and this team would format it into a format that is suitable for use on mobile devices, and it's uploaded to a server, to a portal in a server that is hosted at the Department of Health in the province. Nurses and doctors could access those resources using smartphones and tablets through an internet connection provided by local mobile network operators to download it into their device. So the resources are saved in the mobile devices, allowing users to access health information at the point of care, even where there is no internet connection. So they connect the portal whenever there is new content or unupdated content. The system also allows users to send feedback or request for additional resources based on their emerging needs. So their request would go through the content manager to the content advisory committee, and the content advisory committee would select, approve, and then follow the same process. And the system sends automatic notifications to users, to the nurses and doctors, when there is an updated resource or a new resource for them to download. So this is overview of the systems that we developed and deployed in the province. So several standard treatment guidelines and handbooks, such as Handbook of Internal Medicine, treatment guidelines, and management of health conditions such as HIV for adults and children, MTCT, TB, and other health conditions are available. So these are a few examples of the resources that are available to health workers in the province through this portal. So we conducted research to determine the extent to which accessing health information as a point of care using mobile devices has an impact on the clinical decision making of the professional nurses and medical practitioners. The study included 175 nurses and doctors from 18 urban and rural hospitals in the province. 113 professional nurses used smartphones for accessing the clinical and public health information at the point of care. The reason we used smartphones for the this decision was made primarily by the Department of Health, South Africa, but the reason is that mobility issues, they move from one point to the other more often than the doctors do, so the smartphones were a better choice for them because of the form factor. Sorry about this, it's coming now and then. Yeah, maybe 10 minutes. And of the 175 users, 63 are medical doctors, and the doctors used tablets for accessing the same health information. And again, the reason for the choice of the tablets is the doctors they have less mobility compared to the nurses. Before I move to sharing the results, we used a structured interview to assess improvements in clinical decisions by those 175 nurses and doctors. And we used a number of indicators such as improvements in making accurate diagnosis, correctly managing side effects of drugs, improving referral of patients to the next level, prescribing correct medication and dosage, avoiding adverse effects, and choosing correct lab tests to assess changes in the quality of clinical decisions made by the participating nurses and doctors. So the structured interview was designed to answer those questions, and it was made based on self-reporting of the participating clinicians. We also used a few qualitative tools such as in-depth interviews to further understand how those changes has impacted. So I'll share highlight of the major findings. So in terms of making accurate diagnosis, all nurses and 80% of the doctors reported improvements in making accurate diagnosis as a result of accessing that content at the point of care. So this is based against what they used to make decisions when they were having access only to paper-based instruments or guidelines. And the paper-based guidelines are usually, sometimes they are out of date, and many times they are not available in the facility. So the improvements are quite significant. In terms of making accurate In terms of managing side effects of drugs correctly, again, 100% of the nurses and 79% of the doctors reported improvement. In improving referrals to the next level, all nurses and 62% of the doctors reported improvement. In terms of prescribing correct medication and dosage, 96% nurses and 82% doctors reported improvements. In terms of avoiding adverse effects, nurses 94% and the doctors 74% improved. In terms of choosing correct lab tests, 96% of the nurses and 66% of the doctors reported improvements. So the key conclusions are, number one, both the professional nurses and medical doctors found the use of the mobile library, accessing the mobile library using mobile devices from the portal, useful in making improved clinical decisions, as shown in those key indicators. However, there was a significant impact on nurses who relied quite a lot on the guidelines in caring for patients by accessing it at the point of care. So the way forward, the Eastern Cape Department of Health, based on these results, is expanding the system to over 20,000 nurses and doctors in the province. Most of them are nurses, but quite a significant number of doctors as well. So it's really on the final stage of rolling out the system. It's fully transitioned to the Department of Health, and hopefully it should be expanded soon. And the model for expansion is not buying smartphones and tablets for each nurse and doctor. Most of the nurses and doctors have smartphones, so our primary role in terms of the rollout was to make the system device agnostic, so that whether it's an Android phone or iPhone or Windows-based phone, anyone with those kind of smartphones would be able to access the portal, download whatever resources that they have. So the practitioners would come with their own devices, and the Department of Health would make sure that that content is available and user support is provided. And this model is working quite well. So how it would work is, in the Department of Health, there would be a link, or they would go to their smartphone, log in into the portal. They would be given username and password. There is a registration web interface. They would register, and then they would have access to the portal, and they would continue using the system. Finally, I want to acknowledge the partners of this project, the Eastern Cape Department of Health, FHI360, which was the lead implementing agency, Qualcomm's Wireless Reach Initiative, and Henry Niles Foundation. They funded the project. Nelson Mandela Metropolitan University, they conducted the evaluation. MTN South Africa, they provided the network. And South Africa partners participated in the local implementation. Thank you.